Good evening. Welcome to Isaiah. We're glad that you're here tonight. I'd like to open up with prayer, if you would join me. Heavenly Father, we call on the power of your Holy Spirit. And normally I would say to come into this place, but the reality is you're already here. And so we pray that we would have a raised awareness of your presence in this worship setting tonight, that our ears would be opened, our eyes would be able to see, our hearts would be strangely warmed, that we may even tingle from your presence as we seek you in the silence, as we seek you in the reading of your word. Come, Lord, be with us. Amen.
Let's sing to the Lord. We're going to sing some new songs tonight. They may be familiar with you, or maybe not. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days.
Our reading tonight comes from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. I encourage you to be at peace in the silence as you listen for the Holy One. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He had led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire out of a bush. He looked at the bush, and it was blazing, yet it was not being consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on the account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites and Amorites, the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain.
God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, mighty to save. You are the love song we'll sing forever, bowing before you, blessing your name. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty,
during this silence, after the reading, second reading, allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the text. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked at, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside, God called to him out of the bush. Moses, Moses, he said, here I am. Then he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up to a land that is good and broad, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I've also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. when you have brought the people of Egypt, you shall come to this mountain and worship me.
Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him, and say that we love him. help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see
After the reading of the text this time, during the silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler, as you are able, to be anointed for healing for yourself or for another. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then God said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and bring them to up and out of that land, to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me, and I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this very mountain."
able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today.
Final reading of the text tonight. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire out of a bush. And he looked at the bush and was looking, it was blazing, yet it was not being consumed. Then Moses said, I must take a look at this closer, at this great sight, to see why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he was coming closer, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses, he said, here I am, Lord. And he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals of your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land that is good and broad and a land flowing with milk and honey. The cry of the Israelites has come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be there with you. And this shall be the sign that it is I who sent you. And when you have brought my people out of Egypt, you shall come to this mountain and dwell and worship my very presence. Moses was no stranger to the work at hand of leading his flock He had been in that position for quite some time. But something out of the ordinary caught his eye up on the mountain, a burning bush. A bush that didn't seem to be consuming by the blaze. And so I come this very evening preaching my first sermon without shoes on. Because as I was thinking about it that back there, like, how can I really feel the text? And then it hit me. Take off your socks and shoes. Don't worry. That's why I took the hand sanitizer back there with me. But if you think about it, when you take off your shoes, it connects you to the ground in a way that you can't possibly feel if you leave them on. And so Moses comes before the presence of God, and he is stopped by God, and God says, take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. There's something beautiful about watching a toddler walk in the grass for the first time. If you've ever witnessed it, you know what I mean. It's like a sensation comes over them. Like, at first they're very careful and tentative, and then they start to feel the grass like envelop around their feet and between their toes. And then the fear of walking in the grass and their tentativeness goes away, and it turns to joy. And I often wonder if that's what Moses felt in the presence of God when asked to take off his sandals. The fact that he was afraid, the text says that. But at some point, my guess is, being in the presence of God, that fear, that tentativeness, turns to joy. And so Moses receives a message. He receives a calling, a mission, a ministry. And so I often wonder if Moses, leaving the mountain, going down, walking the path, decided to leave his shoes off, his sandals off. After experiencing God, he starts to realize that every place can be holy because God's omnipresent. In other words, he is everywhere. I wonder how many times in our daily lives we pass by a burning bush and don't even realize the presence of God in our life. And so Moses comes down off the mountain, down the path, on the mission that God has given him. And I'd like to think he left his sandals off as a reminder of God's promise that I am with you, that I am with you. I am not going to go and send you somewhere, anywhere, where I won't be there with you. You know, that's the thing that usually keeps us from following the will of God, is our own fear. The fear that we have to do it on ourselves, by ourselves, right? And God's promise is, you're not alone, for I am with you. And so from a path down a mountain, where does that lead us? Imagine it could lead anywhere. It could lead on a road. It could lead to the office. Because what I believe is God is everywhere. And being made in God's image, that means we are the bearers of God. So in essence, we could literally walk everywhere. In our workplace, in the city streets, at the restaurant, and be standing on holy ground. Now you may not recognize it being holy ground, but if you believe that you are made in the image of God and that Christ dwells in you, then it only leads me to believe that we could very well be standing on holy ground in every situation. And when we do that, when we model that, when we take that thinking with us, it shows. Our families see it, especially. Right? Like, my mom, I love her dearly, but she hasn't caught on to this concept yet. And she's a former Catholic and was divorced and excommunicated, and organized religion has left a bad taste in her mouth. And she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. And she's come here and worshiped with us and visited a couple times and has made the comment, boy, if I were to go back to church, I'd like to go back to a church like yours. People are so welcoming there. There's something about that place. And I believe it's the fact that we recognize we're standing on holy ground. But it can't end there, because we have to realize that when we walk out of here, we're still standing on holy ground. And so my mom, in her thinking, we've had conversations where I've tried to share God's love with her in my understanding, you know, try to evangelize to her, witness to her, to tell her about how much God loves her. And she will occasionally cut me off short and say, I'm good. My son's a pastor. I'm in. And I'm like, Mom, it doesn't work that way, right? It's got to be a decision that you make on your own. It's got to be a yes that you say. In other words, it has to be you that takes off the sandals to be aware that you are in the presence of God. So God has a mission for every one of us. And that mission is to reflect His image to the world. And so we can't really see in this picture who is standing at the edge of the water. But by the reflection, we see that it's a girl in a dress, right? Our world is full of windy days, stormy weather, where the water seems to be turbulent, and the image isn't as crisp and clear. So we come to services like this, to worship on Sunday, to calm the storms of our lives, so that our reflection of who Christ made us to be can become crystal clear to the world around us. And our mission is to carry that reflection into the world, to take off our sandals and realize everywhere we go is holy ground. Because if our eyes are open, we can realize God is there. Jesus comes and He holds up bread on a night that the disciples were familiar with. Kind of like the landscape that Moses was in. He was in a landscape that he was quite familiar with, right? The disciples had been to Jerusalem many times for the Passover meal. There was something different. And Jesus holds the bread to get their attention, kind of like a burning bush. And He takes it, and He gives thanks, and He breaks it. And He says, take, eat, all of you, for this is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And when the supper was over, He takes the cup, And by now, the flame is getting much bigger because he says this is the cup of the new and everlasting covenant, the cup of my blood poured out for you and for many. I think it's not only ironic, but symbolic that before they got to this point, Jesus took the time to take the sandals off of the disciples' feet and wash their feet to help them realize that they are standing on holy ground, that they were in the presence of God. And so I invite you now, after we pray, to come to receive the gift that God offers for yourself, not for another. To symbolically take off your sandals, to open your eyes and see the presence of God, and to realize no matter where God sends you, he doesn't send you alone, for he is with you. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we call on the power of your Holy Spirit to come and bless these ordinary elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that you would make for us them be the body and blood of Christ, that as we partake, that we become one with each other and one with you in the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the wine. We would pray that we would come hungry, willing, and responding to your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a couple housekeeping rules, not rules, but offerings. We in the United Methodist Church practice an open table, which means that this sacrament is open to you all. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to receive the grace that God offers you through Holy Communion. And secondly, I would invite you to linger. Linger in the presence of God. Don't rush to come up. But when you are led by the Spirit, know that you are welcome and the banquet awaits. We have a gluten-free station right here to my side if that meets your dietary needs. And the table has been set as you are led. Feel welcome to come to the presence of God.